After Al Gore's dramatic endorsement of Howard Dean, the fight for the Democratic presidential nomination is rapidly becoming a contest to see who, if anyone, can stop the former Vermont governor. All the candidates were in New Hampshire this week. So was NPR's Mara Liasson, who prepared this snapshot of how the race looked during one 24-hour period.
How are you?
Good.
I'm doing just terrific.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry started the day with a stop at the Little Frogs and Pollywogs Daycare Center in Manchester.
I've long had a passion about early childhood education and kids, and my wife is here. I think she's in
the official room. Purpose of the stop was to discuss the needs of parents and child care providers. But Kerry used it to lob another attack at Howard Dean, the man who is now the indisputable front runner in New Hampshire, a position Kerry once held himself.
I think that the great missing story of this campaign is, in fact, the truth about Howard Dean's judgment about the war.
Kerry, who voted in favor of the war and has been struggling to explain his vote ever since, said that 5 days before the Senate vote, Dean supported a version of the resolution that would have allowed President Bush to wage war merely by reporting back to Congress.
Howard Dean exercised the exact same judgment that the rest of us exercised. The difference is he didn't have to vote on one particular resolution. The people of New Hampshire deserve straight talk. They deserve real leadership, and real leadership tells the people directly what you believe all the time. It doesn't shift around.
Across town, Dean was accepting yet another endorsement, this one from the New Hampshire Teachers Union, the largest union in the state. Dean dismissed Kerry's charges, saying that the difference between him and Kerry is that he opposed the war early on.
I never said Saddam was a danger to the United States, ever.
In fact, in September of 2002, Dean said exactly that. On the CBS program Face the Nation, Dean said, quote, "There's no question that Saddam Hussein is a threat to the United States." While Dean and Kerry were exchanging charges in Manchester, up north in Berlin, Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt was holding a town meeting.
He is our next president! He is our next president!
What Gephardt's supporters president. Lacked in numbers, they made up president. In enthusiasm.
Mr. Gephardt! Gephardt!
Thank you so much. Boy, you got a lot of spirit up here. You must eat Wheaties in the morning or something. My name is Dick Gephardt. I'm going to win the Democratic nomination. I'm going to beat George Bush in November of 2004.
In order to beat George W. Bush, Gephardt first has to win the nomination. And at the moment, that means beating Howard Dean. Gephardt has been concentrating on trying to win Iowa, where he's locked in a tough fight with Dean. He hasn't spent much time in New Hampshire, and the small crowd in Berlin is a result. Eddie Dubois, president of the Paper Mill Workers Union, said he always expected New Hampshire's two neighbors, Kerry and Dean, to do best here.
I am disappointed. I'm sure Gephardt's campaign is disappointed how far he is down in the polls in New Hampshire. But I think that, you know, hopefully his win in Iowa is going to catapult him in New Hampshire.
Over on the seacoast in Newcastle, retired General Wesley Clark is introducing himself to voters at the public library.
I'm running for president. I'm asking for your help today.
Clark supporter Peter Wellenberger holds out no hope that Clark can actually beat Dean here.
I think he'll finish second since he joined the campaign late, and to finish a strong second would be really a victory for him.
Let's go, Joe! Let's go, Joe! Let's go, Joe!
Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman had a bad week. He was passed over by his former running mate when Al Gore endorsed Dean. But when Lieberman spoke to supporters in Durham, he tried to turn lemons into lemonade.
The choice in this campaign has now become clear, right? Howard Dean and now Al Gore say they want to take our country back. I want to take America forward, and we're going to do that together.
Nice to see you. How are you?
John Edwards.
In downtown Manchester at the Merrimack restaurant, North Carolina Senator John Edwards is meeting voters.
You know, I know what voters are worried about, because I'm listening to them. You know, it's jobs, it's health care, it's what's happening in Iraq right now.
Edwards is young and charismatic with a disciplined populist message. But so far, he's stuck in the back of the pack in New Hampshire. Even so, State Senator Lou D'Alessandro is optimistic.
Well, the idea is to score here and to do as well as we possibly can. The demise of the Kerry effort gives us an ample opportunity to pick up some of those supporters.
E-T-W-A-I-D.
Outside the restaurant, there's a group of young and very high-spirited Edwards supporters. Turns out they're high school students assigned to volunteer for the campaign as part of a research project.
Yes, oh yes, because John is the best. Edwards!
Yeah!
With Dean holding a steady double-digit lead and Kerry struggling, the battle in New Hampshire is to get some momentum as the strongest alternative to Dean going into the next big round of primaries in early February. Everyone else in the race wants to stop Dean. The voters in New Hampshire will decide who may get a chance to do that. Mara Liasson, NPR News.